The President Who Was Nothing by Lawrence Ferlinghetti, read by Bill Wallach. The legless man in Union Square, San Francisco, down on the sidewalk at dog level on a kind of skateboard, selling pencils and smoking a butt and squinting through the smoke of it at all the people with their legs going by, as a fat friend comes up and puts his mouth down to the ear of the legless man and shouts, "Did you see the man?" "What man?" says the legless man, his eyes on the passing cars and the people with their legs. "The president," says the fat friend with his big ears. "How come you didn't see him?"
"I didn't see no president," says the legless man, looking nowhere.
"He went right past here, 10 cars, and I've never seen so many Secret Service," says the fat friend.
"I didn't see nothing," says the legless man. "I didn't see no president or nothing."
"All of a sudden, there's a big crowd," says the fat friend. "And then there's the president, big as life. I never seen nothing like it. I could have shot him."
"Oh yeah," says the legless man. "If it was the president, I would have seen him. He looks like everybody. What do you think, I'm blind or deaf or dumb or something?"
"It was him, all right," says the fat friend. "I'd have known him anywhere. I seen him on TV 100 times. You better believe it."
"I don't believe nothing except what I seen," says the legless man, staring through the passing legs. "I seen nothing. There wasn't nothing."